I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. While the Trump administration has put a plan to expand offshore drilling on hold, seismic testing could still happen off the coast of Georgia. More from GPB's Emily Jones.
Seismic air gun surveys use loud blasts of sound to check for oil and gas deposits deep underwater. It's a precursor to offshore drilling, but it can harm marine life. Alice Kies with environmental group 100 Miles says even with drilling on hold, seismic testing could move forward.
These are two very separate processes, which is surprising to a lot of people because they're so interconnected.
Several companies have applied to conduct seismic testing in the Atlantic. The federal government is continuing to process those permit applications. Governor Brian Kemp has said he opposes seismic testing, and the Georgia House recently passed a resolution condemning it. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Georgia's top officials are urging the Justice Department to clarify its stance on the legality of online state lotteries. Last year, the agency began revisiting a prior ruling that state-run lotteries were exempt from the Federal Wire Act, which prohibits gambling across state lines. If that ruling changes, online lottery ticket sales could be banned and multi-state gaming like Powerball would be prohibited. According to the AJC, Governor Brian Kemp and Attorney General Chris Carr sent a letter asking the Justice Department to clarify that opinion in order to preserve lottery-funded education programs. Well, thousands of people turned out for Orange Crush on Tybee Island over the weekend, despite Tybee Police declaring the event canceled. Tybee Police on Friday arrested George Ransom Turner III, described as the event's promoter. He faces several charges related to a party on the north end of the island. Police say Turner was charging admission for the party without a permit. Police also say there was substantial damage to the property. Tybee leaders and residents have been long looking for ways to control the crowds at the annual beach party. Because Orange Crush draws a predominantly black crowd, some see those efforts as race-based. And former Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams is expected to announce whether or not she'll run for the U.S. Senate in 2020 today or tomorrow. Abrams has been in the national spotlight since running against Republican Brian Kemp last year, losing the governor's race by a narrow margin. Reportedly, Abrams has been considering whether to challenge incumbent GOP U.S. Senator David Perdue next year or wait for a rematch against Kemp in 2022. Abrams served in the Georgia General Assembly for a decade, spending six of those years as House Minority Leader. Well, a Georgia burn center that is the largest in the U.S. will soon start a $75 million expansion. Groundbreaking ceremony is scheduled tomorrow at the Joseph M. Still Burn Center at Doctors Hospital in Augusta. The project includes more than 100,000 square feet of new and renovated space that will house 48 additional beds and four new operating rooms for burn patients. Burn Center Director Dr. Fred Mullins says the project will improve efficiency and overall care at the Augusta facility, which treats burn patients from across the country. And in sports, seven University of Georgia players were selected in the NFL draft. Among them, All-American DeAndre Baker was picked in the first round by the New York Giants, and receiver Mecole Hardman was picked by the Kansas City Chiefs in the third round. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.